If you receive on the hand, you know, we even have a gesture that's dedicated just to communion. It's a gesture that's, you know, special and practical. You know, you have your non-dominant hand up first and your dominant hand underneath. That way your dominant hand is free, the one you're most dexterous with, to pick up our Lord carefully and to receive him. And then one thing that you might want to think about, what do you do with this hand the moment you pick our Lord up? Do you just drop it? Or do you look? Because we have hosts that are not crummy, like they don't break off and make crumbs. But sometimes a crumb will break off and it'll be in your hand, and if you're not careful, you'll drop our Lord to the floor. And you won't even know it. And he doesn't hold you accountable for things you honestly don't know. If you receive on the hand, look. Take a moment. Pick up our Lord, receive him, and just see, is there a crumb? Because that's not a piece of Jesus. That is our Lord, truly and fully. And if you need to, just, you know, use your finger. You can lick your finger or just reach your hand up to your mouth and receive that particle as well. And then if you receive on the tongue, that's why we ask you open your mouth wide and stick out your tongue. It seems weird, I know. Like, you know, it's something you do at the doctor's office. But we do that because it makes it easy for me to place our Lord into your mouth. And I also won't touch your tongue. Open your mouth wide, stick out your tongue. It's just honor and care we show for our Lord in that way. Because we don't believe this is just bread. Of the Catholic Church are the only ones that truly believe that this bread and wine is not a symbol after consecration. It's truly God. It's even greater than this bread that was multiplied in the readings we heard today. Do and act in ways that reflect that. That this is not any other food we're receiving. It's our Lord himself. And he deserves the utmost respect.